This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show on this February 11th, 2016. I'm David Knight, your host. Joe Biggs is going to be joining us in the next segment with an update on what's going on in the Oregon standoff. There have been some new developments there. Of course, as we've been talking about this last hour, Cliven Bundy flew in. We've had Franklin Graham fly in. A state legislator from Nevada, Michelle Fiore, flew in. They're all trying to negotiate that down without getting anybody killed. They arrested Cliven Bundy. So we're going to get an update from Joe Biggs, who's been following that broadcast live. There's a broadcast coming out of the refuge from that area. He's going to update us in the next segment. Real quickly, at the top of the Drudge Report, now we have a new article that came out of the Washington Post. This came out in the last hour, talking about the Clinton Foundation getting a subpoena from State Department investigators. They say investigators of the State Department issued a subpoena to the Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton Foundation last fall, seeking documents about the charity's projects that may have required approval from the federal government during Hillary Clinton's term as Secretary of State. This is from somebody who's familiar with the subpoena. Now, the interesting thing about it, too, is Huma Abedin, her very close personal assistant. We'll just leave it at that. Longtime aide, as it's put by Washington Post, who for 6 months in 2012 was employed simultaneously, get this, employed simultaneously by the State Department, the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton's personal office, and a private consulting firm with ties to the Clintons. I mean, she's not double-dipping, she's not triple-dipping, she's quadruple-dipping. Huma must be rich. You know, it's pretty amazing. Of course, her husband, remember, her husband was Wiener in New York. And, of course, she also has family ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. This very interesting character, Huma. Now, they say a foundation representative who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss the ongoing inquiry said the initial document request has been narrowed by investigators. The foundation's not the focus of the probe. And they say there's no indication that the watchdog is looking at Clinton. And Huma Abedin has declined comment. You know, I guess nobody is really being investigated by the subpoena. It's like they're not looking at anybody. They just wanted to get some information, I guess, to look at because they had nothing better to do, even though this is an inspector general who is looking at this. Now, in the amount of time that we've got left, I started talking about this in the previous segment, this article from the Telegraph, and there was just so much in this when I looked at it. When they talk about the fact that this could destroy capitalism as we know it, let's understand that capitalism as we know it has to be redefined. When we talk about free trade, as they mention here, they say this could threaten the very survival of free trade, of globalization, of the market-based economy. Let's understand that free trade, as it's being sold to us, is not free trade. A 5,000-page document called the Trans-Pacific Partnership is not free trade. That's managed trade. And it's even worse, because that document was written by corporate lawyers secretly, lobbyists, okay? It wasn't written by our legislators. It's not going to go through the approval process for a treaty. And it's going to turn over the management of our economy. Because that's what we're talking about here. We're not talking about something like trade. No, it's managing our economy. Who's going to get to sell what to who at what prices? It's going to turn all of that management over to a foreign international commission that we do not control. Okay? So let's not talk about free trade. Let's not say that free trade has failed. Let's not say that free markets have failed when you prop up these crony capitalist banks when they pump and dump the real estate market. That's not capitalism as I know it. That's not any definition of capitalism. It's certainly not the free market, okay? And globalization is not capitalism either, okay? Let's understand that globalization is a move to establish a global governance, first by economic unity, then by political unity when they create economic crisis. Let's understand what's behind all of this. We have to understand that when they talk about it's going to destroy people's faith in the elites, it's like, yeah, I hope so. It's about time we wake up understand what's behind this. Understand that when they talk about free markets, when they talk about free trade, that's nonsense. What we need is real freedom. We need real liberty. We need free markets. Stay with us. We'll be right back for an update on the Oregon standoff with Joe Biggs.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Thursday, February 11th, 2016. I'm David Knight, and joining me now is Joe Biggs with an update on what's going on in the Oregon standoff. Now, what we know from last night, and we're going to get a new update from this, Cliven Bundy and his family had sent out an email last night, said, "Come on, all Americans, all patriots, all militia, now is the time. We need to go there. We need to be louder than they are." Now, he flew into Portland. He was arrested at 10:10 p.m. Authorities there say that he is facing federal charges related to the 2014 standoff at the Bundy Ranch. Interesting that they would wait till this point to arrest him then. I don't know if they, I heard that it was conspiracy charges. I don't know if they're trying to say that he's inciting violence in Oregon, but now they're saying that it is related to Nevada charges. We'll see what's going on with that. But meanwhile, after that, that was at 10:10 last night, at 5 a.m. this morning, Franklin Graham, North Carolina evangelist, son of Billy Graham, flew into the refuge to try to help to resolve this peacefully. There were four people in the refuge still. They were saying that the FBI was moving in closer last night, demanding that they surrender. Everyone was concerned that they were going to be spooked, that there was going to be a shootout. And so Franklin Graham traveled to the area. Nevada Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore, who was the representative for the area in Bunkerville, where the standoff occurred in Nevada, she flew into the area. Clive and Bundy flew into the area, so they arrested Clive and Bundy to, I guess, try to de-escalate things. But now giving us an update is Joe Biggs. Joe, tell us what's going on right now.
Oh, well, start with last night. So last night, Gavin Syme, he's an activist, someone I met when I was actually in Spokane, Washington, back with Darry McBreen. We were speaking with Representative Matt Shea, talking about the Sheriff Ozzie Nezevich and all that that was going down with the MRAP, the constitutionalists. This guy started a YouTube channel, had a live stream going, and on the phone he had the four remaining people inside. And they called in, they set this whole conference call, they had Michelle Fiore, they had some other representatives that are with her as well. And they were talking about how the FBI was beginning to tighten the noose, so to say, around that refuge. They could hear the vehicles moving in strategically. Helicopters are starting to fly overhead, and they were starting to panic and worry. Mm-hmm. So it was very tense last night. I listened up until about midnight or so.
And I tuned into it at one point. There was like 67,000 people streaming it at one point. We've got a clip from that where Michelle is talking to them, trying to negotiate that. Let's play a short clip that we've got of that, the remaining occupiers, when they were live streaming, just as Joe was talking about. Let's play that first clip.
I need you guys to be alive in order for us to be able to make a change.
This is the Nevada legislator talking to them.
Drive-through America change. It's going to be a week, 2, a month, a year. Sessions in legislation through the state, through Washington, D.C. But you have to have your voices heard in committees. You have to share your story.
Okay.
And if you don't share your story.
Okay, so tomorrow when the, so when you get here tomorrow, Franklin Graham, we'll turn ourselves in.
Okay, so that's what they were saying last night.
There's a concession. There's a concession.
Now the FBI needs to get one.
Listen.
Okay.
We'll do that tomorrow when you and Franklin Graham get here. If that can't be accepted, then we die here.
No, I won't do that. Listen to me. We're not.
Okay, let's hold it at that point because it's kind of hard to hear that audio. And again, that's they're putting the audio up on the internet. It was a live broadcast captured from phones, and that's the Nevada state legislator Michelle Fiore, who is trying to talk some sense into them, and she was able to get them to say, all right, you get here, Franklin Graham gets here, and we will turn ourselves in the morning.
Yes.
Okay. So what happened?
So they got into Portland late last night. It was about a 6-hour, actually a little bit more than that because of snowy conditions. Mountainous terrain, which you saw when we went last time.
Yeah.
They didn't get in until, I would say, about 9:30 this morning, I think it was. Yeah, so I began to listen, 9:30 our time, Central, yeah. And they arrived. She was there with her group of people. They got to the that FBI compound that I got footage of. It's at that private airport in Burns.
Mm-hmm.
And they met Franklin Graham there. And then from there, they went inside, spoke, I think, for about 10 minutes. They cut the phone conversation off with the occupiers inside there. And then they had a conversation. They loaded up in the vehicles, and they began to travel. It's about 40 minutes to the refuge. Now, at this point in time, she's keeping her cell phone back on. This is Michelle Fiore, continuing to talk with Gavin Syme and the four remaining people. And they're talking about, all right, when you guys get here, we're going to turn ourselves in. Our guns have already been locked in the vehicles. We do not have any personal guns on us. We will come out with our hands up. One of the guys said he was going to hold an American flag, which he did. I listened as it happened. And at this point in time, three of them have left. Michelle Fiore got there. Franklin Graham showed up. The FBI brought in a separate vehicle. They pushed forward, and three came out. Now David Frye is still there. He's the guy that has the Stand Your Base, Guard Your Base YouTube channel that had been live streaming for, you know, since Ammon Bundy and Clive or Ammon Bundy and Ryan and all these guys were taken and put in FBI custody. So this guy is saying that I never agreed to this negotiation, this turning myself in. The other three said that's something that they wanted to do. I have no part of this. They said, basically he said that he was born a free man and he will die a free man. And one of the things he said, I think I'm looking at the time clock right now, is about 42 minutes ago, he was talking to Chris Ann Hall on the show with Gavin. And he said, I feel suicidal. He says, I'm going to stand my ground. And she kept saying, hey, you know, don't do this. Everyone else has turned themselves in. Let's do this. Let's be peaceful. He said, no, I'm making my stand. I'm not going anywhere. This is my time. This is my stand. And at this point in time, this is where they're at. He's still there inside the campground, little area. They have like a little tent set up, and he's refusing to leave at this point in time.
What do you know about David Fry? I mean, you see somebody that came in at the later, and I know he was the one who was broadcasting as we were there after they had arrested the leaders, Ammon Bundy, Ryan Bundy, Lavoie Finicum was shot. David Fry was the one who was the most vocal at that point in time. What do you know about David Fry?
He's from Cincinnati, Ohio, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. He's from that area. He knew the other journalist that was out there as well. Those two had worked together, I believe, before. And so that's what's going on with this guy. He doesn't seem to really want to have this end peacefully. He thinks the only way is for him to go out in a blaze of glory, or to sit there and remain and eventually run out of food and then leave. I don't know at this point in time. But
we need to understand, you know, when you have a situation like this, you're going to have some people who are mentally unstable who will want to attach themselves to a larger movement. You're going to have some federal provocateurs who will come in and try to provoke things. Then you're going to have some other people who really have, and there are legitimate complaints here. There's no doubt about this. What happened to the Hammond family is an abomination. And the judge who presided over their trial initially said that it offended his conscience to send them to jail for the mandatory minimum of 5 years. They were tried and convicted as arsonists, as terrorists. There was absolutely no way the Hammond ranchers were terrorists. They had burned a small amount of land as a backfire. They got a little bit out of control, burned 139 acres on a federal land. To give you an idea how small that is, there were over 3.5 million acres that burned that year on federal lands, okay, because they're not managing the lands very well. We talked to a logger and John Day talking about how they'd had the largest fire there this last summer that they've had. And it was because they leave the dead wood on the ground.
They're
so determined that nobody is going to use the land that they will let the forest burn down so they can burn down the economy and get these people out of there.
The companies get closed down, too, because they're not allowed to go out and do that work.
Exactly.
Take that stuff out.
We showed all the logging, all the lumber mills that had shut down. And they're putting everyone out of business. The only thing that's being built in that area are federal stations. And, you know, it was interesting, Joe, when I came in this morning, I was listening to the radio. They had NPR talking about an IMAX documentary somebody had done to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the National Park System. And the guy was saying, I'm kind of conflicted about this because we really don't want to promote the national parks too much because people might go there and stress the parks out. I mean, that's how they are. They don't even want you to go to the parks. They brag when we go to Yellowstone. They say less than 1% of the area is open to the public.
Yeah.
But they don't even want you on that 1%. So they're kind of conflicted. Well, should we talk about the national parks, or should we just be silent about it and keep it a secret because people might actually go there? And when you go to the parks, when I go to Yellowstone, when I go to Big Bend like I did last week, everything that they're talking about is how this is so special and the biggest enemy, the biggest predator, the biggest problem in the park is man. And that's what they have in the exhibit.
It was funny, though, when we drove from, was it Ontario, Oregon, out to Burns. I don't know if you remember me pointing this out. There was a national park called Your Land. It was closed. Yeah. So my land was closed. I didn't even know about it. So I didn't even have access to my land.
Oh, they want to lock everything down. Yeah. I mean, they had a protest out in Utah because some local county commissioners were upset about the fact that they were closing down what had been access roads for ATVs through the park. This is what the people who are in the cities and in the suburbs need to understand. These people who are ranchers, these people who are miners, they have surface rights, they have water rights, they have mineral rights. These are property rights, just like your home is. And they produce things that you want, things like meat.
People forget about that.
What's that?
People forget about that.
Yeah.
People
or they get
where
lumber.
The wood for their furniture comes from.
That's right. When these ranchers
are affected, you at home are affected in the city. And they want to take that land away, make it private, push you into a city.
It's Agenda 21.
Put you in a driverless car so they can monitor everything you do when you're not paying your taxes, when you're not paying your child support. Lock that car down, notify authorities what's going on. That is the plan. And they're using this situation in Burns, Oregon right now. This is a federal psyop that they are using to demonize the quote-unquote patriot movement, the liberty movement, from these militiamen who are actually trying to make a stand for something that is worthy of taking a stand for. What Clive and Bundy did back in Nevada, what Ammon Bundy's intentions were. Like we said, we agreed with his intentions, but the time and place was wrong with this entire thing, how it unfolded. But they're using this to demonize it. They're going, all right, we got these last four guys. They're kind of crazy, and they're blasting this stuff all over the place.
And they got them contained in that area. But look at what they're doing to the local ranchers. With
that's
that
why
guy
they're letting this continue
that,
to go on. Yeah. That's how they did as long as they did, to continue to demonize it.
We talked to a couple of ranchers. And said they got Apache helicopters flying over our ranches. That's the kind of martial law intimidation that we see every time anything happens. The government is itching for that. We cannot give them the excuse. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Listeners of this radio station are set to get free survival food. Farmers vow to keep up with the rush to supply every listener who calls and beats the deadline to claim free 72-hour survival food kits. In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts recommend good for 25 years survival food. In an unprecedented move, Food for Patriots 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners of this radio station. According to a company spokesman, this is happening because we're worried that the people in Washington have an agenda. Control the food, control the people. You don't want to rely on the government to keep your family fed in a crisis. The normal price of these kits is $27 plus shipping, but listeners who act now get them free. Just cover $9.95 shipping and processing per kit. Call 800-942-7579 in the next 48 hours to beat the deadline. To get your free 72-hour survival food kit, you need to call 800-942-7579 right now. That's 800-942-7579.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, lesson number one in relationships, send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. The pros at ProFlowers will help you deliver at Valentine's Day. And right now, you can get her an incredible bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Let the pros help you win this Valentine's Day. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 9999.
Before you slip into unconsciousness,
welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Joe Biggs. We've been talking about the latest developments in the Oregon standoff as Franklin Graham flew up from North Carolina. Michelle Fiore, the state legislator in Nevada, flew up. They were able to negotiate and get three out of the four people out of there. One remains. He sounds very suicidal. David Fry is talking about he's got a gun, pistol. He's going to shoot himself. So it's a very sad situation to see this developing. And we want to talk about what is really behind all of this. But before we do, real quickly, I want to let you know about the special sales we have. We have a 24-hour flash sale at InfoWars Life, at InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods. We have 30 to 40% off retail, our lowest prices of the year, and you get free shipping with orders over $50. Again, the food, all of the packaging is made in the USA. It's balanced kits with breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks. If you order a three-month supply or greater, you get the most variety. And everything comes in Ziploc packages, so nothing goes to waste. Again, that's for limited time only. It's just a 24-hour flash sale on InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods, 30 to 40% off, plus free shipping on all orders over $50. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, it was so popular, we extended the introductory sale of Anthroplex for one more day. And again, that's a sale where if you buy Anthroplex and Supermale Vitality together, you get them 15% off plus free shipping. This will definitely end tonight. And remember, this is the new twice-daily pill formulation that works synergistically with Supermale Vitality to help to restore your masculine foundation. It kind of it combats the estrogen compounds that you are facing and the plastic foods that you get, the runoff that you find in the water. It's one way that you can look after your health and also store up for your food. These two sales we've got going, two big sales going, both of them will end tonight. Again, the 15% off Supermale Vitality and Anthroplex with free shipping, and also the storable food flash sale, 30 to 40% off and free shipping on orders of $50 or more. Now, Joe, as we're looking at this, there was, and this is all coming out of the Oregon situation, there's a sarcastic Facebook page that's been put up called the Public Lands Hunt Club. This is reported on the New American, encouraging people to go out and shoot cattle on public lands if the people haven't paid their grazing fees, okay? And as the New American points out, intentionally shooting somebody else's livestock is a crime. It's actually a felony, okay? And they say doing it to make a political statement and to intimidate the owners might be considered to be terrorism, okay? But, of course, we're not going to see the FBI go out there and arrest these people, okay? We will see them
use extreme measures. But don't they go and shoot cattle?
That's right. They did shoot. They did at the Bundy Ranch.
Exactly.
Exactly. They did. They shot the prize bull, and that's a lot of value there in a prize bull, as well as several other animals that were out there. But this, to me, highlights a key issue, and that is the government has been more successful at pitting the left versus the right. Many people on the right hate the Occupy movement. They correctly point out these guys damaged private property. Okay, fine. But there's other ways to handle this other than some of the police brutality that we saw. There's other ways to handle it other than the FBI putting out a hit list for Occupy leaders with FBI snipers, as we saw released. It was a document that was leaked out about this happening in Houston. I don't want to see the government using those kinds of tactics and techniques to shut down protests. I think the occupiers, many of them have been captured by a lot of kind of more from a socialist standpoint. But both the occupiers and the Tea Party were concerned about this kind of corruption that we saw in the wake of the 2008 financial collapse, the pump and dump that the banks did. They had legitimate concerns, and just because they were coming from the left, just because they did some damage in some areas, is no reason to start plotting to execute them. There's also no reason for the left to call for the execution of people at the Bundy standoff, to be excited about the fact that Lavoie Finicum was killed. And I'm seeing plenty of that, and it makes me disgusted to see people on the left and on the right who hate each other so much that they're calling for the government to act like terrorists, to murder their own citizens, to shut down free speech, to shut down the right to petition your government, to talk about your grievances with the government. And that was what was happening. They were on their way to a meeting of 400 people, and they were going to talk about the land use issues there. They were not, the people there were not afraid of them, as the media in Oregon like to portray this. We need to be able to have that kind of discussion. This is very dangerous when the government acts in this egregious way to shut down the free exercise of speech, to shut down and demonize people because they happen to be carrying firearms, not threatening people with them, just carrying them as a threat.
I mean, when Black Lives Matter had their issues with things, if anyone disagreed with it, they were completely demonized, called racist,
yeah.
called bigots,
yeah.
and we had to apologize, and we had to come out and bow down before it. But when you have this group go out and make a stand, a good stand for something that's legitimate that will affect us all down the road.
Yeah.
Completely demonized, shut down, and ridiculed.
And make sure that nobody sees the underlying issues behind this. Thank you very much, Joe Biggs. We'll be right back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to go to some other news. Before we leave the story of what's going on in the Oregon standoff, I want to play for you a clip that was recorded by Ammon Bundy from jail. It was put up recorded last Saturday, put up on Monday. And I want you to hear what he has to say about free speech and civil disobedience.
Ammon Bundy, February 6, 2016. This is a call to action for any elected representative in Idaho, Nevada, Oregon, Wyoming, Utah, Arizona, the state of Washington, and Ohio. You have constituents in federal custody. Please visit and contact them. To voice your support for free speech, the right to assemble, and civil disobedience, it is your duty to hold federal agencies at bay, protecting the people in your state. And to those who disagree with my speech or our civil disobedience and may dislike our ideas regarding that the land belongs to the people, please remember that you do not want free speech to be retaliated against by government officials. If you do not advocate for government to tolerate ideas that it hates, then the First Amendment and free speech mean nothing. Arm yourself with ideas. Arm yourself with education. Argue and disagree. Be free. Thank you.
That's what you need to understand. You need to understand whether or not you agree with them. And I'm saying this to the people that are pouring out hatred on social media, begging the government to execute people. I'm going to say to you that is, you have to understand just how dangerous that is and how that will come back and reflect on you. We talked about what happened to the occupiers as well. And I'm saying this to the people on the right as well. You have to understand that when you disagree with somebody, don't call for the government to suspend the Constitution, to trash the First Amendment, to execute the protesters, okay? Don't call for that. It's going to come back on you. Remember what John F. Kennedy said. He said, when we make peaceful revolution impossible, we make violent revolution inevitable. We cannot destroy our cherished freedoms because we disagree with somebody. We cannot allow the rule of law to be taken away by executive order, regardless of what you think about these issues. For those people who support Barack Obama's efforts to enact, for example, gun control or these other aspects of his agenda by executive order, understand that someday, if you allow this, if you create a Caesar, a dictator to run this country, you're going to have somebody that has very different ideas from you become a Caesar, become a dictator. You do not want to cross the Rubicon, okay? You do not want to live in a country where we destroy the rule of law, where we destroy our free speech protections, where we destroy the Constitution. Let me give you an example as to, because one of the things that's very troubling as we were out there was to see how the government uses every excuse to create martial law, setting up these checkpoints. And not just having checkpoints, but pointing guns at ranchers who are there. We've had the report. Take a look at the report that I had of the rancher who said he's been in third world banana republics. He's been concerned about his safety when he went through those checkpoints in those third world countries. But even there, he never had anybody point a gun in his face and threaten him like they did in his own neighborhood, going to his own home. We can't allow this. We've seen this happen in the wake of the Boston bombing. One guy is at large, so they start pulling people out of their houses at gunpoint. They're doing the same thing out there. They've got Apache helicopters flying over these people's ranches. It's absolutely insane. The government is looking for every excuse to create martial law. That's why they have prepositioned these MRAPs and these other things, but now they bring them in to a small area like this. You've got a refuge where nobody has done anything, committed any violence. They're in a refuge in the middle of winter where people go to watch birds, okay? It's the middle of winter. There's nobody there. They weren't doing any damage to anything. They were protesting. They happen to have guns, which is protected by the Constitution and protected by Oregon law. They didn't threaten anybody. People were not concerned about them, not afraid of them. They were going to meet and speak to 400 people in a public meeting. So the government finds it necessary to use over-the-top violence and kill someone who had his hands up. And we can, many people say, well, he's reaching for a gun. That is not clear from that video. If they wanted to make that clear, believe me, they've got more video than just an overhead aerial drone with no sound. They could make it clear if they really wanted to that they felt that they were threatened. But let's look at some of the other aspects of this. Think about what it's going to be like to live in a Minority Report style society. There's an interesting art project that was done by Dutch photographer Esther Hovers. This was first reported by Wired magazine. She has installed there's cameras that have been installed in various U.S. cities, okay? Boston, Chicago, Washington, D.C., the Atlanta Transit System. She wanted to make the point of when they do this Minority Report investigation, having individuals looking and tagging suspicious activity. Yeah, let's see something, say something, and call the SWAT team, okay? This is something that has been reported before, but in her particular case, what she did was just took some video and she gave it to people to analyze in the crime detection. They pointed out people who were loitering too long, or people who were moving too fast, or people who were standing. So if you stand too long, if you stand on a corner, if you move faster than they think, maybe you're looking over your shoulder. Maybe you're going against the flow of foot traffic, or you're abandoning something, or there's a cluster of people that suddenly break apart, okay? All these things. In other words, is there anything that you can't do that doesn't look suspicious to these people? That's the bottom line. I remember seeing a project about this a couple of years ago. They had some AI intelligence that was trying to flag this Minority Report style. They had a guy who walks up to his car. He stops. He pauses. He looks at it for a second. And then he bends down and disappears. And you don't see him for a while. Suspicious. Notify the police. Send the SWAT team. Well, what was he had a flat tire. And he was bent down and he was working on his tire. But, of course, we could call the SWAT team, and they could show up and get all excited in Barney Fife mode, start yelling and screaming at the guy. He panics. He gets up. He's got a tire iron in his hand, and they shoot him, right? That's not that preposterous. We've seen young men who have a BB gun, and they're just playing like the kid in Christmas Story, Red Rider, right? Black kid in a park. And the police show up and shoot him dead. That's 21st century America, very different from 1950 America when they did that with the Red Ryder BB gun. Do we really want to live in that kind of society? We are allowing them to create a paranoid nightmare society for this, and we cannot allow this to happen. This project makes a good example of that. Let me give you another example, and this is something out of the presidential campaign. When we talk about waterboarding, okay? And this is something that this involves Donald Trump, but all the Republicans are doing this, unfortunately. We don't have a choice. They're all trying to be tougher than the next guy when it comes to terrorism, okay? So Donald Trump says, oh, I would go way beyond waterboarding when he's asked, okay? And, of course, his son comes out and says, look, he told Greta Van Susteren on Fox News, he said, listen, you see these terrorists that are flying planes into buildings, right? You see our cities getting shot up in California. You see Paris getting shot up. Then somebody complains when a terrorist gets waterboarded, which quite frankly is no different than what happens on college campuses and frat houses every day. It's like, what? What? Waterboarding is no different than what happens in a college frat house? I don't think so. It's not a keg party. And before I get into what waterboarding really is, because the New American did a great story talking about what waterboarding really is, we need to understand, just like this Minority Report, what are we doing to our country? What are we allowing them to do to us in the name of fighting terrorism? You have to be careful. Whenever you fight a war, and we're supposedly in a war against a tactic, you have to be careful when you fight a war that you don't become what you fight. Our government is becoming the terrorists. Our government is using the tactic of terrorism against us, fear, intimidation, and violence to achieve a political means. You cannot become we cannot allow them to become the terrorists. But let me just say this, too. He says, somebody complains when a terrorist gets waterboarded. Who defines what a terrorist is? Do you have due process? Are they going to bring charges to you? Are you going to have a day in court before they label you a terrorist? I don't have a problem with a terrorist being punished. But I have a problem, and of course Fox News is the place where this happens the most. Just label somebody a terrorist, and that gives you carte blanche to do anything you want to that person who's been labeled a terrorist. They labeled the people at the Bundy Ranch terrorists. They were not terrorists. Harry Reid said they were. They were not terrorists. They were protesters. They were people who had been oppressed by their government, a government that had used excessive force against them. They took back their property. They were not terrorists. Now, let me tell you what terrorism is. Waterboarding is terrorism. Let me give you an example of this. This is from the New American. Many regard waterboarding as a form of water torture, in which water is poured over a cloth covering the face and breathing passages of a restrained captive. It causes the individual being waterboarded to experience a sensation he's being drowned, and in fact, that is what is happening. If not halted in time, the subject will die by drowning, and this has happened. Former CIA officer Bob Baer contends that it often extracts worthless confessions. We know this. Stop watching Jack Bauer on 24. Listen to the people who know what they're talking about. The people in the CIA and the military tells you torture doesn't work. This is what he says. He says, I mean, you can't get anyone to confess anything. You can get anyone to confess anything if the torture is bad enough. Writing in another publication, National Interest, Remy Maduit recounted his personal experience. Here's somebody who has suffered it, his personal experience at having been waterboarded. He said, waterboarding is often described as simulated drowning or a technique to convince the interrogated that he or she is drowning. There is no way to simulate the lungs filling with fluid, and the victim does not need to be convinced physiologically. They are in the process of drowning. He went on to explain, waterboarding is difficult to understand without firsthand experience. Yeah, Eric, it's not like your frat parties, okay? I know you probably had this big tube of booze and beer and you stuck it in your mouth and you thought you were drowning, okay? It's not like that, all right? Not like that at all. Let me tell you what it's like. He says the tortured person, he said, this is somebody who actually has done it, Eric. It says that this near drowning will happen repeatedly and will eventually culminate with that promised slow and agonizing death. You're constantly being reminded by this, by your tortures, not by your enhanced interrogators. That's some more CIA, Pentagon, doublespeak. This is torture, folks. He says, in spite of my frenzied fight to survive, I prayed so many times for death and deliverance from pain. He says, you talk a lot. You say anything, absolutely anything, to get the torture to stop. He says, you throw up a lot. You talk, you scream like a demented person whenever you can, and then you throw up again. This is what our government does. This is what they call enhanced interrogation. When they shoot up weddings, when they execute innocent people in the Middle East with their drone strikes, that's called a disposition matrix. They have wonderful phrases for it, or collateral damage, you know. We have these nice phrases. Just call it what it is. It's murder, it's torture, it's like something out of the Middle Ages. And at the same time, we've got our laws being shut down to establish star chamber procedures. Where you are accused of being a terrorist. You're put on a terrorist watch list. You're put on a no-fly watch list. Okay? You're put on all kinds of lists. You don't even know you're on the list because this is a secret procedure. You're not given the rights that we fought for in Western civilization 1,000 years ago. The right to know and face your accusers, to answer your charges, to be publicly charged, to have due process. That is guaranteed in the Constitution. And when we have a government that swears allegiance to the Constitution as terms of having its their offices made, understand that Constitution, the rule of law, is like the king that they swear allegiance to. These are merely temporary stewards. The rule of law is over them. We established that rule of law collectively. We said we are not going to be ruled by dictators, by men. We are going to be ruled by law. These are the principles by which we will be governed. If you are going to be in government, if you're going to wear a uniform, have a gun, be able to use force against other people, you are going to swear to these principles. You are going to swear to the Bill of Rights that says that there are certain things you will not do. That is a condition of your authority. When you lie, when you go back on your oath, you have no authority. And we began to live in a kind of medieval dictatorship. Don't be surprised when you see the government executing people on the streets. It isn't because you're black. It isn't because you're a redneck farmer that people don't like or you're doing the right. This is going to continue to happen because we no longer value the rule of law. We don't understand what juries are for. We don't care about our neighbors, and we listen to the news when they demonize people, and we say, yeah, I don't like this guy. I don't agree with his cause, so lock him up or shoot him. We heard people say that about Alex Jones when he went on with Piers Morgan. Remember, they were joking about it. It was Huntsman's daughter. Okay, one of the guys who was running for president. Huntsman's daughter says, "Yeah, shoot him in uniform." Remember that? Yeah, we don't agree with him, so just shoot him. Well, you know, part of this is going to be the control grid that's being established. And every day it seems like there's another story about automatic self-driving cars. And again, they're robot cars. They're going to be controlled by the government, okay? They're software cars. And they keep calling them self-driving cars, and I guess they call them driverless cars as well. I guess we can't call them driverless cars anymore because now Google and Silicon Valley has told the federal government that they are going to allow these computerized cars to qualify as drivers. So now they're no longer driverless. Now the car itself is the driver. It's going to be officially recognized as this. The National Highway Traffic Safety Association will interpret driver, quote unquote, in the context of Google's described motor vehicle designs as referring to the self-driving system, not to any of the vehicle occupants. That's a great way. See, the feds, they go to the feds and they say, you know what? We have all these safety regulations that are being put on us at the local and the state level, so we would like for you to just make those go away. So let's one of the ways we could do this is to say, well, yeah, it has a driver. The driver is the car. The driver is the computer. So whatever Silicon Valley and Google and these people want, they just go to the feds, and the feds say, yes, sir, anything else you'd like? You want something else? We'll just put that in there as well. And that's the way this thing is going to be greased. That's the way it's going to come to pass, and it's going to happen to us much more quickly than you think it is. I don't think there's going to be any liability issues that are going to stand in the way. They want this very badly. The car companies want it. Silicon Valley wants it. The computer companies want it. And the government wants it the most of all because they want to have a complete surveillance grid to tax and track you everywhere you go. And when you look at this train crash in Germany, what was the first thing they did? They said, oh, we think a human shut down our computerized system. And the German police looked at it and said, nope, didn't happen. Guess again. They always blame it on the people, never on the computer.
From a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics, Signal Blocking, Anti-Radiation, Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Secret 12, InfoWars Lights, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutramedical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small
number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is the end.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I've got some important news about one candidate who we really haven't paid much attention to. Vermin Supreme. It's been a perennial candidate. Very funny. I'll tell you this in just a moment. But before I do, I put this bottle here on the desk to remind me that we have a sale on Prostagard. 15% off Prostagard. And, of course, this is our new formula to help support men's health. It's a blend of sol palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, copper, many other key ingredients. And, of course, you can get that now, 15% off, plus an additional 10% off if you choose auto ship before checkout. So make sure that you check auto ship and you can save an additional 10%. That'd be 25% off of Prostagard while supplies last. And we do have a two sales that are ending today. We have the 24-hour flash sale on storable foods, InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods, 30 to 40% off retail, and free shipping if you have an order that's $50 or more. Again, that's 30 to 40% off storable food, and we have the Anthroplex introductory sale extended for just one more day. It had ended yesterday, but it was so popular we extended it for one more day again. That is Anthroplex along with Super Male Vitality. You can get those two together for 15% off and free shipping on that as well. Both of those sales, Anthroplex and the storable food, both of those end today. Vermin Supreme, this is the guy who campaigns. He's got a large, long beard, and he has a big boot on his head. And we were just talking about waterboarding. He asked Senator Ted Cruz, another proponent of waterboarding, because all the Republicans support waterboarding. They all want to be tougher than the next guy. And let me tell you what. The problem is not with the candidates. The problem is with the Republicans who vote for him. They're telling you that because they know that you want that. They know you want terrorists waterboard, and you don't know who the terrorists are. You don't really care. Just point a guy out. If the government says it's a terrorist, get tough with them. Waterboard them. Do whatever you have to. You are the ones who are driving this. You are the ones who are encouraging this from the government, from these candidates. And so they're all saying, yeah, we'll do the waterboarding for you. Sure, we'll be tougher than the next guy. So what he did was he asked Ted Cruz a question about waterboarding. He said, should the water used in waterboarding be fluoridated? There you go. That's Vermin Supreme. Now, he's running not as a Republican. He's running as a Democrat. And like a good Democrat, he has promised a free pony for every American, just as you would expect a Democrat to. Okay, and mandatory toothbrushing laws. I think he's basically stolen the campaign of Michael Bloomberg. If Bloomberg gets in the race, I expect him to do exactly the same thing. Absolutely, the mandatory toothbrush laws. You may or may not get your free pony from Mayor Bloomberg. But here's the interesting thing out of New Hampshire. Vermin Supreme, and again, he's a performance artist. He looks like a wizard. He's got a boot on his head, okay? He's been doing this for 30-some-odd years. Guess what? He got 240 votes. He got twice as many votes as former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore. Who is still in the race. He hasn't dropped out. He got half the votes of Vermin Supreme, and Jim Gilmore has not dropped out. I mean, at least Carly Fiorina did. But Jim Gilmore just keeps going and going and going. He's the Energizer Bunny. And we look at Hillary Clinton. Let me have this story up on Infowars.com today. New emails show the press is literally taking orders from Hillary. Yeah, she dictated to the political editor of The Atlantic, said, I will give you, and there's back and forth, there's emails that were discovered by Gawker doing a FOIA request. And this is why they don't want these emails released, okay? It's not just the criminal indictments. They don't want you to see how she's blackmailing people. She blackmailed this editor and said, you're going to have to use the exact words that I want you to use to describe the speech if you want to see an advanced transcript of it. Interestingly enough, the word that they wanted to use to describe her speech was muscular. Muscular? That's what she was muscling this guy about. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.